The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. I'm Brittany Stiles with your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Good news, Ed Sheeran is out of quarantine. He posted on Instagram, "I'm released from COVID isolation. Excited to hit the ground running with work again, and SNL is still on, so tune in this Saturday." So that is really good news because we weren't sure what was going to happen. Looking forward to seeing him on Saturday Night Live this week. Carrie Underwood will headline the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There's going to be a lot of artists that will be in the parade this year, and they're really returning to their pre-pandemic form Thanksgiving morning. So there will be 15 character balloons, 28 floats, 36 novelty and heritage inflatables, more than 800 clowns, which seems excessive, 10 marching bands, 9 performance groups, plus, of course, Santa Claus will be there. The parade airs from 9 until noon on NBC and Telemundo and also will stream on Peacock for the first time this year. So at the beginning of Gwen Stefani's 3-year residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas, she vowed to donate a portion of her ticket sales to the Vegas-based Cure for the Kids Foundation, which helps children who are battling serious illnesses obtain life-saving medical treatment. Well, Gwen Stefani raised $185,000 for the charity and delivered the sizable check just a couple of weeks ago. Gwen's connection to the charity goes back years. In 2019, the institution awarded her the Philanthropist of the Year Award. In addition, Cure for Kids dedicated a patient exam room in her honor. That's your music news, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Kool & the Gang and Tracy Chapman coming up on 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix.